Kavod Chanukah, we should try to understand a little bit about Mo'os Tzur Yeshuasi, which is really a universal minhag to say this beautiful piyut. And there's so much rich meaning behind every word of this beautiful mizmor that all of us say on Chanukah. So I just wanted to get into it. And by working on it over the last couple of hours, I realized that there's so much to say, I'm not even going to get through more than just the first paragraph. So let's just try to give a little bit of a context. What we do throughout the piyut of Mo'os Tzur is try to give a impression of our amount, of our feeling of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only for the Nes Chanukah, but really it goes through a pictorial history of many different challenges that we went through in all the different Galios, both in Galus Mitzrayim, and Galus Bavel, and Galus Paras, and Galus Yavan, Galus Edom, all of the different Galios that are described in the Midrashim. And here we have a very beautiful description of all of that and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. So we'll go into just the first one, which is Mo'os Tzur Yeshuasi. And the truth is, if really, in fact, this is something that highlights all of the different galios, why do we say it only on Chanukah? It's something that would be appropriate to sing on Pesach as well, when we celebrate our exodus from Mitzrayim. So why do we only say it on Chanukah? That's a good question. But it seems clear that really the intent of the author was for Chanukah. As we say in the very first stanza, Chanukah Samizbeach, we talk about the Beis HaMikdash being rededicated, and that really is what the celebration of Chanukah is really meant to be all about. So let's look at just the first paragraph. I think it will give us a little bit more of a feeling tonight when we say it, as we light the candles, just to understand what it is that we say. So we begin with the opening words of Mo'os Tzur Yeshuasi. Sound like very neutral words, but it's not so simple what exactly they mean. And what we try to highlight here is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu shields and protects and defends and fiercely defends the Jewish people. How so? Well, the word Ma'oz is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that really is taken from a number of different sources, but the psukim in both Sefer Tehillim as well as the Navi Yirmiyah tell us the following. The Navi Yirmiyah writes, Hashem uzi uma'ozi umanosi be'ez tzara, that Yirmiyah HaNavi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu serves as his rock, as his strength. He is Ma'oz. Hashem oz la'amo yiten means that God gave us oz, which means he gave us strength, but it also means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the source of all strength. So the Navi Yirmiyah refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as uzi uma'uzi, and that also is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim in a number of places. In Perek Chavches in Tehillim he says, Hashem uzi umagini bo batach libi, that is where I have all of my bitachon, stored in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I understand that is the only place where I can find strength, where I can really feel confident. David HaMelech says the same thing. Becha Hashem chasisi alei vosha li'olam, because I rely on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I never have to be embarrassed, I'm never afraid. Hatei elai aznecha mehera hatzileni, heyei li litzur ma'oz lebeis mitzudos lehoshieni. Now here you have that phrase coming together. Ma'oz tzur comes from there in Tehillim. Litzur ma'oz. David HaMelech asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be for me a tzur, which means a rock, and a ma'oz, which means my strength. That is what David HaMelech asks for, and that really is what we ask as well. And you find that very often David HaMelech refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only as a ma'oz, but also as a tzur, as the rock of his life. Where do we find that? Well, we say it every day in the davening when we say, Tzureinu tzur chayenu. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tzur of our lives, the rock of our existence. And we have to understand what exactly that means. We'll get to that in a minute. But David HaMelech in Tehillim recites that as well when he says, Baruch Hashem tzuri, hamelamed yadai lakrav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who taught me how to fight wars, how to engage with other people. Etzba osai lamilchama. And the reason David HaMelech says that he feels confident when he goes out to fight battles and to engage in war is because, Baruch Hashem Tzuri, because I know that Hashem is Tzuri V'Goali, because Hashem is the one who always stands behind me and is always willing to help me. And because of that we say, because I know that Ma'oz Tzur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, number one, my strength, he is Tzur, he is my rock, and because that is what gives me confidence, therefore I feel Yeshuasi, therefore I feel that I have the opportunity to be saved. How do you explain that? So perhaps that is based on a medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni, where the medrash says the following. Ata motze shekol mi shaboteach b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, writes the medrash, you will find throughout the pages of Tanakh that those who had a fierce belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would actually save them. Not that they were relying on a million other factors, but somebody who lived life really believing with real bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be the one to save them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilo. God in the end did save them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Yivtach b'shem Hashem v'yishan be'elokav. He who is boteach b'shem Hashem, yishan be'elokav, has a right to rely that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fulfill that promise. And how do we know that? Writes the Medrash. Teda lecha shekachu. How do we know that that's true? Because Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah. There they were in the Kivshan Ha'esh. No place to turn, nowhere to run. No atheist in a foxhole. So Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah. Batchu bo, they relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he responded. The Medrash says, Daniel begov ha'arayos. Where was he going to turn? Who was going to save him? And because he put, in that moment, all of his bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he realized there was nowhere else to turn for anyone to help him, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him. And the same writes the Medrash by David HaMelech and many other greats. V'chein hu, shekol mi shaboteach bach, ata matzilo. Writes the Medrash the same way that all of those great tzaddikim, David, and Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel all had this sense of tremendous bitachon, of allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Ribono Shel Olam responded. So to write the Medrash is the way we have the opportunity to be saved should we ever, God forbid, be in those kind of situations. Perhaps that's what it means. If I firmly believe that God is in my life, the Ma'oz and the Tzur, and that's the way I live my life, then I also have a right to believe that Yeshua see, that will be my salvation. That's what the Medrash says. That's the way life works. If that is the way a person lives, that is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. So why do we say this word Ma'oz? There are so many ways to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the strength, being the rock. Why do we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'oz? The Malbim I saw writes, very often you'll find in the Malbim that he tries to explain why it is that in Tanakh we have very similar words that are used to describe one thing. So the Malbim explains, why does it say sometimes Vayomer, why does it say sometimes Vayedaber? There's a reason why we have differences throughout the pages of Chumash. Nothing is coincidental. So here as well, the Malbim writes, why sometimes do we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Ma'oz? What is the significance of that? And he explains that Ma'oz, as opposed to some of the other references that we have in our reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation, is whenever we say Ma'oz, the connotation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it Be'atzmo, without any intervention, without any human intermediary being involved in the salvation. Ma'oz, when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Ma'oz Chayai, that means I want Him b'chvodo v'atzmo to do it Himself. So why do we refer to that on Hanukkah? Why do we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Ma'oz for us on Hanukkah? What is that all about? And perhaps you can explain this based on a comment of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav writes that if you look in Sefer Yeshaya, and I don't know all this on my own, the Brisker Rav himself quotes these psukim in Sefer Yeshaya where they describe what was going to happen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is talking about what will happen in the downfall of Galus Edom, which according to the Medrash is the last Galus that we now experience. So what will happen at the end of the line? How is that going to come to a conclusion? What's going to happen? Writes the Navi in Sefer Yeshaya, that Mapalas Edom will be Me'amim Ein Ish Iti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, all the nations of the world are not going to be involved in my taking down of Galus Edom. I will do it myself, says the Navi Yirmiyah in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else will be involved. Whereas by all the other Galios, says the Medrash, we know that many of them face their downfall because one nation fought against another, and one nation won, one nation lost, and therefore all the mighty empires came to an end. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to have anyone in the way. In the end of days, when Galus Edom needs to come to an end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Me'amim Ein Ish Iti. There's going to be no one else involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one who will be sure to take down, to dismantle the Malchus Edom, that is the final Galus of the Jewish people. And therefore, perhaps that's why, when we look forward on Hanukkah to Chanukah Samizbeach, to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, that's really what Hanukkah is all about, that's what the celebration is for, maybe it's appropriate that we say, like the Malbim writes, Ma'oz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our strength. The Malbim explains, what does it mean, Ma'oz? Ma'oz means that the Ribono Shel Olam will do it b'chvodo uve'atzmo, himself. And in fact, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyah HaNavi, Yeshaya HaNavi, when he describes how the final Galus, how Malchus Edom will come to a close. Perhaps another reason why we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Tzur, we explain why do we refer to him as Ma'oz, like the Malbim writes, why do we refer to him as Tzur? Explains the Vilna Gaon in general, not with regard to Hanukkah, but the Vilna Gaon writes, what does it mean when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzur? We say it sometimes in the davening. Ein Tzur Zulasi Elokeinu. We say it before Ein Kelokeinu every Shabbos. What does it mean when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Tzur? Explains the Vilna Gaon, just like a Tzur means a rock, he says is Yesod HaBayis. That is the foundation of a house. You have to lay the bedrock in order for the house to be able to stand. So too writes the Vilna Gaon, when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a rock, it doesn't just mean that that's what gives me confidence and strength in my life. Tzur means that that is the very foundation of my life. That is what my entire life resides on. That's what I rest upon. That's what all of my life decisions are about. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tzur. Why is that relevant to Hanukkah? Well, the Medrash tells us very famously that one of the decrees of the Yevanim was Kisvu Lachem al Keren Ashur. They wanted all the Jews to write in a very prominent location, Ein Lanu Chelek Velokei Yisrael. I don't have any connection with God. The world is haphazard. Things happen the way they do. There is no Ashkacha Pratis. God is not involved in my life. And the antidote to that is to declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tzur, like the Vilna Gaon writes. He is not just a faction of my life. He's not just another part of my existence. The Ribono Shel Olam is the bedrock of all that my life is about. He is the Yesod HaBinyan, like the Vilna Gaon explains. That's what the word Tzur means, and that's why so often HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as Tzur Chayenu, like we say it in the davening. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzur Olamim, and that's why we refer to him here as that as well. That is the response to the Yevanim. Not only have we not neglected HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we also have made sure that we have taken on our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a sincere and serious way, to the point that He is the Tzur of our lives. He is the bedrock, He is the foundation of all that our lives are about. What does it mean, Lecha Na'e L'Shabeach? Well, now that we have decided that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Tzur Chayenu, He is the Ma'oz, He is what gives us strength and confidence, well, in that case, we need to respond, and we need to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result of that. Where do we find that phrase, Lecha Na'e L'Shabeach? We find that already in our davening. And we say that every day in the davening, Lecha Na'e L'Shabeach, and there, we find that that really has a source. Again, we say it in Yishtabach every day, right? But that really has a source that goes back to the Rishonim. So the Machzer Vitri, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, writes the following. Shamati, sheshevach zeh. What is this Lecha Na'e L'Shabeach all about? So he says, I heard. The Machzer Vitri doesn't say where he heard it from, but I'm sure it was from a credible source. So he says, what does it mean when we say in our davening in Yishtabach, Lecha Na'e L'Shabeach, which again can be applied here. It's the same phrase. So he explains it means the following. Shlomo Amaro, Melech Shlomo said that phrase, Lecha Na'e L'Shabeach. When? Why was it appropriate for him to say that? He said, because B'yom She'ala Rishon Leishev Al Kiseh, when Shlomo Amelech took the mantle of leadership upon himself, and there were many visitors who were coming to look at the beautiful palace and to be excited in the celebration of Shlomo HaMelech's Malchus. So then, Bo Kol Yisrael Lefana V'Hayim Meshabchen Oso, and they were all praising him. And Shlomo HaMelech responds and he says, no, 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 you're all making a mistake. Lecha Na'e L'Shabeach. He says, to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the one who we deserve to be giving praise. It's not me. Shlomo HaMelech is nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he says, let's not make a mistake when all of you are coming to highlight and to celebrate everything that Shlomo HaMelech's Malchus is about. Writes the Machzer Vitri, Shlomo HaMelech himself responded and said, make no mistake, this is not about me, it's not about my father David, this is Lecha Na'e L'Shabeach, a Jew's Shevach, a Jew's praise, is one that really is deserving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and not to the human beings that are involved in the middle. And this is a very important part of what our Shevach is supposed to be. Then we say, Tikon Beis Tefilasi, Visham Toden Ezabeach. Obviously that is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, as the Navi says, Ki Beisi Beis Tefila Yikari L'Chal Ha'amim. The Beis HaMikdash, sometimes we have the mistaken impression that it was only focused on Avoda, on Karbanos. It's not entirely true. When the Navi Yeshaya describes what the Beis HaMikdash was, he says it was a Beis Tefillah, that ultimately it was the greatest place that one can offer a Tefillah. And that's why here we refer to the Beis HaMikdash as Beis Tefilasi. So we say, we look forward to the day when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. That is the greatest place of offering Tefillah. Visham Toda Nisabech. And then when we have a Beis Hamikdash again, we will offer a Karban Toda. Two questions you need to ask. Number one, what about all the other Karbanos? Chatas and Asham. Why do we say we'll bring a Karban Toda? So the simple answer probably is that when we're talking about praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the great things He does for us, we mention that when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, we're going to offer a Karban Toda for all the great things that happened to us in our lives. Obviously, that's a simple pshat, but perhaps it means even more than that. As we know, the Medrash tells us that in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, perhaps only we're going to be offering Karban Toda. It will no longer be relevant, Chatas and Asham. Why? Because Umala Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem. We're not going to have the same kind of challenges and complications that we have today. People are not going to make the same kind of mistakes that we make in the confusing world that we have now. Then we're going to have such a clear understanding of all that godliness is about. How could you make a mistake? The Yetzer Hara is not going to be the same, and therefore, we're still going to have an institution of Karbanos, but that's going to be limited to Karban Toda. After all, you look in the Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah, when he's describing what will happen in the days of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. The Navi gives us a very vivid description, but then he goes on to say, don't worry. Od Yishama Ba'ar Yehuda V'chutzas Yerushalayim. Don't worry, people will come back. Children will be re-inhabiting the streets of Yerushalayim. Everything is going to be great. People are going to be celebrating. And then he writes, Kol Omrim Hodu Es Hashem. There will be a generation that will come back and they will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they will be Mevi'im Toda Beis Hashem. They will bring a Karban Toda. So everybody asks, what do you mean? What about Chatas and Hashem and everything else? Why only a Karban Toda? The answer is, because perhaps the only one that will be relevant in those days will be the Karban Toda, because the other things won't be as relevant as we may have thought. I see we're already over time, but maybe let me just finish the last line. Leis tachan ma'beach mitzor ha'ma'beach is a reference to, in the times of the Geula, as we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to wipe out the enemies of the Jewish people. So leis tachan ma'beach, when there's going to be that terrible tevicha, which means that destruction, that devastation of those who are the haters of the Jewish people, so then, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do that, then Azeg Mar B'Shir Mizmar Chanukah Samizbeach, when our enemies are wiped out, then we will be able to finally celebrate in the Beis HaMikdash with the proper Shira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really deserving. And as we know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there are some prerequisites to building a Beis HaMikdash. Number one, you need to have a Melech. You need to have David HaMelech reinstated, or a member of his family. Number two, part of his job is Lahachris Zaro Shel Amalek. He has to get rid of Amalek in order for us to have a functioning Beis HaMikdash. So therefore we say, first we need to have Le'es Tachin Matbeach. We first need that God should get rid of Amalek. And then after that, Ozeg Mar B'Shir Mizmar Chanukah Samizbeach, then we will once again have the opportunity to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rededicating the Beis HaMikdash and allowing us to be a part of that experience. After all, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, why is it that we have a Suda on Hanukkah? Why do some people have Hanukkah parties? What's it all about? Many of us think the reason is because the Neis, Pach Shemen, the Melchama. No, the Ramah says the reason why is because we celebrate the fact that there was a rededication of the Mizbeach. There was a rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. That is the ultimate reason to celebrate, and that is what we look forward to. Azeg Mar B'Shir Mizmar, Chanukah Samizbeach. That's what we daven for. And that's what we all look forward to. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'amen.